That strike action by pilots at Aer Lingus, who are members of the Irish Airline Pilots Association, has just come to an end. It began at 5 a.m. this morning and finished just there at 1 o'clock. Ellie Donnelly is a business journalist with the Business Post. She joins me on the line. Ellie, what happened out there at the airport this morning?
Hi, Colm. Well, as you mentioned there, hundreds of Aer Lingus pilots have marched around Dublin Airport during what was an 8-hour strike in what's become a bitter dispute with the airline over pay. The strike, as you said, it began at 5 a.m. and it ended at 1 p.m. So the pilots, all in full uniform, set off from Aer Lingus head office onto the airport site and walked past the two top terminal buildings at Dublin Airport twice. They were holding placards and banners with slogans such as 2 years talking, deal now, and together we are stronger. So that was what was happening this morning. The strike action caused the cancellation of around 120 flights, impacting up to 17,000 passengers. And the demonstration, which took place obviously in pouring rain, caused major traffic disruption around the airport. Then after the march ended, pilots set up a picket line at the main roundabout at the entrance to Dublin Airport.
All right, it had been reported during the week that the pilots had been asked not to picket in full uniform, but as was evident from the pictures there today, they did so.
Yes, yeah, there were reports during the week that said pilots received a letter from Aer Lingus saying that they must not wear their uniform during the picketing. However, they were all in full uniform during the strike action.
All right, Aer Lingus apologising for any disruption.
Yes, it has. It has issued a statement this morning saying that it apologised for the destruction that was caused to its passengers this morning. And it said that the company reinstates its view that today's action was very damaging to its customers, the wider staff in Aer Lingus, and the company itself. And it said that IALPA's continues to inflict serious reputational and financial damage on the airline and are increasingly making a resolution of the dispute more difficult.
All right, the Aer Lingus Pilots Union, IALPA, is part of the Fórsa Trade Union. They had consulted with the executive there with a view to considering further strike action, but that has been put on hold with a view to re-entering talks. Is that it?
Yes, so both sides were at the Labour Court last week on Tuesday, and both sides will again go to the Labour Court this Monday for further talks with a view to finding a resolution to the dispute.
But in the meantime, still further disruptions expected next week.
Yes, pilots are continuing to work to rule. That was an practice that they started on Wednesday. They said at the time when they were voting or when they decided to go and do work to rule that they would do it indefinitely. And that will continue for the foreseeable future anyway. And that's not a full strike action. That's different to strike action. But it does involve, say, pilots not working any overtime or any of their out-of-hours duty when requested by management.
OK. Ellie Donnelly, journalist with the Business Post. Thanks very much for bringing us the latest on that. Padraig O'Bean, there's been calls from across the opposition for the government to intervene in this. Did you make any of those calls, and what form should that intervention take?
Yeah, first of all, obviously this is having a massive effect on families. I've heard of a family from Cork paying €3,500 to get their family back from their holidays. And obviously, you know, people have been looking forward to the holidays for the whole year. Many people have spent massive amounts of money on that, you know, puts them into debt often. And I do think that the Minister for Transport, you know, should be taking a more proactive role in this. The minister has significant authority, and you know, we hear calls from the sidelines of the government that there needs to be talks, but they should be exercising that authority to force the two sides into a room to have the discussions, because this particular crisis is not going to be resolved.
Because the pilots have pointed out that there were talks of 22 months, so putting them at the table until there's been a shift in the starting positions, what would be the point of that?
Because it's only going to be sorted out through discussions. There's no doubt that the problem that we have at the moment is both sides are actually ramping up the crisis here. There's an escalation from both sides, and that's one of the major problems. So the minister should be using all the influence he has to make sure that that escalation stops, because we're only going to get to a solution through negotiations.
They are going into the Labour Court on Monday.
They are, but like, there's already been a week's worth of damage done to both the customers of Aer Lingus and even to the Aer Lingus bottom line, that this is going to cost Aer Lingus millions of euros in terms of lost revenue and profits as well. So, you know, all I'm saying is that we have ministers talking from the sidelines, but really what the ministers should be doing is they should be grabbing both sides by the scruff of the neck and making sure, outside of the glare of the public, that those two warring sides, stop escalation and start negotiating in a room.
All right. There are powers under the Industrial Relations Act, Martin Hayden, to require both sides to enter into talks through either the Labour Court or the Workplace Relations Commission. It's been going on a while. It's at a time of the year where it's causing a lot of disruption and some financial loss for families. Why not use those powers?
Yeah, financial loss for families, huge inconvenience, but much more than that. We're an island nation from a business perspective. This is very damaging for us from a connectivity perspective, where Ireland is a hub that many people travel through. This really is not a situation that we would want to last. Well,
you're making the case for that intervention to have taken place earlier.
Well, no, sorry, Colm, you talked about intervention that has happened once, I think, in the history of the state, back over 20 years ago, in a very different circumstance when Aer Lingus was then state-owned. We trust the institutions of the state. The Labour Court is that court of last resort here, and the mechanisms between the WRC and the Labour Court are there to be used in this regard. But ultimately here, you know, next Monday, both these parties are back in front of the Labour Court again. That's the court is exercising its function in that regard, doing so with both businesses and with both sides of this dispute there. But it is quite an things ramped up very quickly in this dispute. We do need cool heads on both sides. We need people to want to try and find a resolution here. These disputes are only ever resolved through negotiation and compromise, and that's what needs to happen here.
All right, Claire Curran, your party had called for the government to intervene, but given that they're both sides are going into the Labour Court on Monday, would you put that call on hold? Is that the matter resolved for, at least in the short term?
Well, look, as you've said, government do have the power under the 1990 Industrial Relations Act to refer the likes of IALPA and Aer Lingus to the WRC or the Labour Court. It's welcome that they will go again to the Labour Court on Monday, but there is concern given it's very much been there, done that already. They were there earlier this week. There was no outcome to that. And, you know, up to now, all we've heard is, you know, we need cool, calm heads. We need to get around the table. We need to sort this out. Of course, that is absolutely necessary. But I really would call on IALPA and Aer Lingus to consider their passengers, and, you know, refunds and everything else is good and well, but when you have to tell children they're not going to get their summer holiday this year after so much sacrifice, work, savings and all of that that goes into it, it is hugely concerning that we're back to the Labour Court again. But I suppose all we can do now is hold out hope that there is an outcome on Monday. There really needs to be.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We're back after this, looking at the issue of members of the Defence Forces with convictions or indeed facing the courts.
Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.